I'm Dr. George Flynn, and welcome to InDepth TV. Today we're going to talk about diseases, orphan diseases as a matter of fact. We're going to go in-depth with some of those diseases and talk to you so you'll be educated as to what an orphan disease is. Now, we all know about the common diseases that nobody wants to have, evidently. Diabetes, heart disease, stroke, any kind of abdominal disease, pelvic disease, any kind of joint disease, arthritis. They're all diseases, and we know a lot about them. Heartburn, we see about all kind of pills on TV. We see all kind of ads about diseases. Lung disease from smoking. We see about these diseases, breast cancer, lung cancer, diseases that we all know about. But what about the orphan diseases? And you say, I've never heard of an orphan disease. Well, that's why. Because orphan diseases are generally defined as diseases in which there are 200,000 people or more affected by this disease. Therefore, they're not, quotes, too important to pharmaceutical industries, because if they spend a lot of money developing a treatment or a drug, and it goes the same thing for research, there are not that many people to treat with the disease, and therefore their investment in research and development is not worth it. It's worth it in human potential. I say it may not be worth it in economic potential, they say. So let's investigate some of these diseases and see, you know, where we're going in depth. And I think you'll learn a lot from this program. The other type of disease that's an orphan disease is one that is common but not talked about, anymore, like tuberculosis. It used to be very common, and now it's pretty rare, though in the world they do have cases of tuberculosis, especially in third world countries. Cholera is one. Things like TB, cholera, and diseases, smallpox, you know, things that we've pretty much eradicated. They're orphan diseases now because they were common, but nobody talks about them anymore. At least, thank goodness, we don't have to talk about them anymore. But orphan diseases are those that are diseases that you may not have even heard of. And why do I bring this up? Well, I was reading an article the other day, and it was talking about people that were forgotten, people that may have the orphan diseases, people that may not have orphan diseases. And I noticed it going on in most settings, medical, non-medical settings. What you do if you want to become invisible is you get in a wheelchair or you get on a stretcher, and people become invisible. I notice people in a wheelchair, if someone's wheeling them around in the city or anywhere, you talk to the person that's wheeling them around, but what about the person sitting in that wheelchair? No, they become invisible. Nobody seems to talk to them anymore. And for that reason, I have made it absolutely a necessity when somebody is in a wheelchair and I'm passing and I need to, you know, say hello just to be courteous or kind, I'll say hello to the person in the wheelchair first, and then the attendant or the person helping push the wheelchair, or if it's an electric wheelchair, make sure you acknowledge them. And that would be one of the things I would ask you to do. Acknowledge them as people. Acknowledge these people that have some kind of challenge where they have to be in a wheelchair or have to be on a stretcher or have to be somewhere where they're not up at your eye level. Acknowledge them. Say hello. They are people also. And we need to treat them as people. So if that's all you want to learn out of this little program, that's enough right there. We're going to go ahead and talk about some orphan diseases. and talk about them in depth. But learn one thing. People are people, whether they've got a disease or not a disease. They're still people. And it doesn't mean they're any less of a person because they may have contracted some infectious disease or may have been injured by some kind of accident, a car, or falling down, falling off a ladder. They're still people. And they deserve our respect. They deserve our attention. They deserve to be embraced as people. Now, we'll get to the orphan diseases. That was an aside because that was talking about people being not seen. And these other diseases are diseases that are not seen. Tuberculosis, cholera, diseases, we call it of the past. Thank goodness. But they can come back anytime. But we often ignore those. Now, the other diseases that where there are 200,000 people or less, they're all Tay-Sachs disease is one of those. They're all kind of diseases with long names or funny names, but they affect people. I'll give you one example. This is from my own family. My mother had a disease called tardive dyskinesia. Now, tardive dyskinesia is one of those orphan diseases. You've probably never heard of it. And if you have heard of it, you know how devastating that disease can be. So let's just talk about it for a minute. Everybody's heard pretty much of Parkinson's disease. Now, Parkinson's disease is basically treated with L-DOPA, levodopa, because in Parkinson's disease, the patient has a decreased amount of dopamine. And so you treat the patient with L-DOPA in order to bring them more back to a closer range of normal. There are other medications that you use for Parkinson's and newer medications. Thank goodness they're being developed. But in tardive dyskinesia, it's the opposite of Parkinson's disease. Tardive dyskinesia is too much DOPA. And what you have is a DOPA antagonist, something that will decrease the effectiveness or decrease the amount of DOPA in the patient. So Parkinson's, too little DOPA. Tardive dyskinesia, too much DOPA. And tardive dyskinesia starts out with oral, facial, buccal. It's kind of like a athetoid movement. The movements are irregular, and they are much like a patient that has a stroke or something. You know, a stroke is usually paralysis, and sometimes the muscles on the other side will become a little bit hyperactive. But tardive dyskinesia can go on to affect, it's called a choreoathetoid movement. It can affect the arms, it can affect the legs, and can affect the entire body. So my mother got a shot of one of the anti-nauseas. It was called Compazine, and that can cause tardive dyskinesia. What happened was, and some people get these kind of one of the Zine drugs, Thorazine, Compazine, and what happens is they can have a condition called opisthotonus, where the head goes back, the back arches forward, and they become it's called opisthotonus in medicine, but an arched position and fixed for a while. And then as the drug wears off, they go back to a normal position, except in patients that develop tardive dyskinesia. Sometimes it does not go back to normal position. Sometimes it sets off a chain reaction, and we don't know why. A chain reaction in which the patient develops progressive involvement of the face and the mouth, where it's difficult to talk, of the arms, legs, hands, neck, muscles, choreoathetoid movements, where they're moving in a choreiform kind of like Huntington's chorea. Have you ever heard of Huntington's disease? Huntington's chorea. Famous Woody Guthrie. His mother had Huntington's chorea. And he was afraid he was going to get it. Arlo Guthrie was afraid. And it's passed down. It's a familial disease. And so the Huntington's chorea, the tardive dyskinesia, those are diseases of movement. And those diseases of movement, they're called movement disorders. There are people now that specialize in movement disorders. Now, the primary ones they see are the more common ones. Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease, you've seen someone with Parkinson's probably. They have a kind of a shuffling gait, but when they're treated, they look pretty normal. The same thing happens in tardive dyskinesia, at least in the case of my mother, who since there are so few cases, you have to go by each case and how each patient responds to it. Every medication was tried. Nothing worked. Nothing worked. And it's odd that the drug that caused the disease can sometimes be given again and the disease gets better. Nobody knows why. But a disease was found at National Institutes of Health. They were doing a study on that when I was there. And I noticed all of these patients had this same movement disorder my mother had. So I started asking around, what is this? What is this disease? And she was brought, I told them, well, my mother has, they say we're looking for cases of that. And so she was brought to NIH and treated with the specialists that were specializing in this one disease. Now, they found one medication. It was called ET-495. And it was an experimental drug. It was also treated hypertension or blood pressure elevation in France. It wasn't available here, but National Institutes of Health had some. And so it's also called Pyrividil. So they got the Pyrividil, and it would treat the tardive dyskinesia, and all of a sudden my mother was walking around normally, except the drug only lasted 2.5 hours. You had to take it every 2.5 hours. And if you took too much of it, you'd get very nauseated. And if you took too little of it, you would have the tardive dyskinesia. But the interesting thing about it is, after a while, the effect of the medication would wear off. And the patients have to go on no medication, call a drug holiday or a prescription drug holiday, where they don't take any of the medication and let the receptors in the body reattune to that medication, then you give it again and it works. So these diseases we call them orphan diseases, are very, very difficult to understand because there's so few patients. Very difficult to understand because most patients react differently to the different drugs. No two patients are the same in the orphan diseases usually, because they're not enough for anybody to develop a pattern of treatment or a pattern of symptoms. That is why it's so important for us to treat people as people, not as a person with an orphan disease, but they're people. They have a disease, yes, but they're still people. And they need to be treated with the respect and the admiration for going through that and contributing to our knowledge, because they volunteer to help us learn more about the diseases so that we can cure them, prevent them, and treat them properly. I'm George Flynn. You've been watching In-Depth TV. We've been talking about orphan diseases. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.